As any, then, I believe that's our ring.
I don't get Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, yesterday, Dick Huddleston and Cedric, believing that Abner's dog was trying to lead someone to Lum and Abner, followed the dog to the entrance of an old abandoned silver mine in the hills. Dick became convinced that Lum and Abner were trapped in the mine, inasmuch as there were signs of a cave-in, and immediately rounded up a group of men to start digging. As we look in on the little rescue party today, we find them still trying to clear a passage into the old mine.
Here, Grandpap, let me have that pick along.
Yeah, I'm doing all right here, Richard.
No, you better go outside now and get yourself something to eat before that bunch out there eats it all up from you.
Well, see if you can get somebody to take this shovel, too, Mr. Dick. I ain't had nothing to eat, neither.
Well, why didn't you say so, Cedric? Oh, wait a minute, here comes Mousy Gray. He can take it for a while. Too bad this place isn't larger in here, so more of us work.
Yeah. Look out, Mousy, we're coming out of here.
Say, tell some of those fellas to get those buckets and carry some or more of this dirt out of here, too, man. It's beginning to stack up on us.
Yes, Mom, I will. Still, howdy, Mousy.
Yeah, how's it going down there, fellas?
Yeah, that light hurts a feller's eyes after being down in there, don't it?
Yes, Mom. That little old lantern there they've got down there ain't much help.
Well, how you coming down there, man? Yeah, all right, I reckon, Squire. Is there anything left to eat?
There's some fried chicken left over there and some light bread and coffee. The lady fixed up a nice lunch for her.
It sounds good enough for me right there. Hey, Mr. Ezra, Mr. Dick said for some of you fellas to get them buckets and start carrying some more of that dirt out of there. It's getting stacked up there to where we can.
And I'm afraid some of our help's quitting us, Grandpap. Old Moots and a bunch of them thinks that we're just wasting our time. They don't believe that Lum and Abner are
doing all this digging for nothing.
Yes, well, I'll admit it is an awful lot of confidence to put in that hound dog.
That's what I've been trying to tell Richard, but he won't listen. Just because he led him to the entrance of this cave ain't no sign there's anything inside of it. Might be a varmint of some kind he smells down in there.
Yes, yes. Well, I think the whole mine shaft is caved in as far back as it goes. Here we've been digging for nearly 24 hours and still haven't found any sign at all that Lum and Abner have been down in there.
That's what I say. What would they be doing down in there in the first place? There's a sign right there at the portal says, danger, keep out. They can both read.
Why, yes. I'm in favor of taking out and going on home, Blue.
Better get over there and get some of that fried chicken before it's all gone, Mr. Grandpap.
Help yourself there, Grandpap. There's a bucket of coffee sitting on the fire over there, too. You'll see it.
Yeah, I'll find it.
Well, Cedric, you got at that chicken a little late, but I see you made up for lost time, all right.
Well, I never knowed when I'd get another chance, Eddie.
Did you leave any at all for Grandpap?
Oh, yes, Mom. There's a few pieces left, I think. I couldn't get them in my hands. Say, some of them fellas over there was talking about going home.
Yes, I know, Cedric. Grandpap and I were just talking about it. I don't know, but what I'm about ready to give up myself, too.
Well, I'm just scared we're doing a lot of digging for nothing myself. Might try it a little while longer. I don't mind digging, but I'd just like to know there's something down there first.
Why, yes, of course. I still think it'd be smarter to follow up those clues that I got this morning.
What clues are them, Mr. Squire? I never heard nothing about it.
Well, you know, I sent an item into the county seat paper the other day about Lum and Abner disappearing, you know. And this morning, some woman over at Spiro, Oklahoma, sent in a letter saying that she saw two men answering Lum and Abner's description past her house yesterday morning.
Well, I do know.
Yeah, and then a man in Mississippi wrote and said that he'd seen them over there, or at least he thought he did.
Well, why didn't you say something about it instead of letting us dig our heads off around?
Well, I'm sorry, Cedric. I think practically everyone but you knew about it. Maybe I didn't mention it to you. I'm sorry if I forgot it.
Well, they sure couldn't be down there in that mine and in Oklahoma and Mississippi at the same time. I know that.
That's what I say, Cedric. Let's go and talk to the rest of the boys and see what they think. Personally, I believe we're just
Tom. Are you awake, Tom?
Yeah. Thanks for this.
Send
me one of them biscuits.
Well, they ain't no biscuits, huh?
Oh, yes. I can see them. Whole platters for lunch. Biscuits and fried chicken.
I hear not. Wait a minute. Just lay back down now. Your fever must be up again.
Chicken. Look at the fried chicken. I can see it. Yeah.
No, there ain't no chicken. Now just calm yourself down.
Oh, yes, yes, I can see it.
What, Tom? You
chicken.
You can't see nothing in here. It's pitch dark.
I can't. I can see. You're a chicken. You've been trying to fool me. You're a big fried chicken. That's what you are.
Look out now. Keep away from
me. I know you now. So I couldn't see you, didn't you?
Tom, now you don't know what you're doing.
Now I've got you. I've got you.
Turn loose. Turn loose, or I'll walk you up. I hated to do that, Tom.
What happened?
I hit you, Tom.
Hit me? What'd you do that for? You know, I've got troubles enough as kids. You're going out of your head, Edmund.
It ain't me that's out of his head. It's you. You was pulling on me there and holding me a fried chicken.
Oh. I must have been dreaming. Yeah. I know now. There was a whole big table full of victuals in here, and the fried chicken tried to get away.
Yeah, well, that was me. You thought it was me. I had to hit you there to bring you to your senses.
Oh. Yeah, that's all right. I don't know what's the matter with me. I can't seem to tell whether I'm asleep or awake no more. Can't tell what's real and what ain't.
Yeah, I know. I've been imagining things, too. Worst thing I've been imagining is that I keep thinking I hear somebody digging.
Somebody digging?
Yeah. I knowed all day it was just a pounding in my head. Everything sounds like pounding since I got them fevers the other day. And blame it, I wish I could get out of here. I just can't stand it no longer.
Well, wait a minute, Edmund. I believe I can hear something that sounds like digging, too.
Yeah, you must have the fever, too, Long. One of us had strength enough to crawl back in that tunnel and get some more water.
Wait a minute. Keep quiet again. I can hear it.
Just hallucinations is all it is, Long.
If both of us can hear it, it must be true. There it is again. I think they found it. They found us, Abner. They're digging for us.
Hey, Mr. Dick. Mr. Dick.
Now, what is it, Cedric? What's the matter?
Oh, all them other fellas is leaving. They took out and went home.
Going home? What's the matter?
Well, they just say we're wasting our time doing all this digging. They don't believe Mr. Long, Mr. Abner's down in there.
Oh, well, maybe not, Cedric.
Yeah, just to be right honest, Richard, I don't believe they're in either. Of course, now, if you want to keep digging, I'll stay with you.
Yes, well, me too, but I think we're wasting our time.
Well, maybe I'm wrong. Might have been a crazy idea to start with, but that dog acts like there's something down in here.
Well, I believe that's just a varmint of some kind he's got freed in there. I know there used to be some wildcats used that old mine for a den.
Well, you fellas want to give it up, right? It's all right with me.
Well, I want to do anything I can to find them, but Squire says there's some letters from Oklahoma and Mississippi from folks claiming they seen them in there. Might be we ought to sort of stop and investigate them first.
Yeah, you're probably right, Grandpa. Don't seem like we're ever going to get through this dirt end of the cave anyway.
Oh, yeah. That thing might have caved in 6 months ago. We don't know.
Well, let's get out of here, then. Bring that pick there, Cedric. Go ahead, Grandpa. You call out first.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Dick.
That's all right. Go ahead, Cedric.
Yeah, they dumped half of that dirt we dug out of right here in the opening up to where the body can hardly get in or out. Yeah, here's old Blue. Get out of the way, Blue. Here, what's the matter with you?
Watch out, Mr. Grandpap. He might bite you.
Hey, what's the matter up there?
Why, this crazy dog won't let me get out. Standing here in the entrance, all bristled up there like he'd take a leg off.
By Jack, that settles it then, man. I didn't feel right about leaving in the first place. I'm going to stay here and dig through that cave in if it takes me a week. Come on, Cedric, hand me that shovel in.